Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 7. Today is Saturday, January the 23rd, 2016. I am your host, Tone, geez, Louise, and joining me today is my co-host Lita. We are doing it live, so this is just how it goes. And for those of you who know, this is how it is. So, Lita, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's hot over here. I can't believe how much snow is like across the land, and I'm sitting here sweltering in 30 degrees plus. Celsius, you know, so yeah, it's a bit crazy, but I'm doing good.
Oh my goodness.
But you know what? You know what's even more exciting? We get to talk to Lycan from Pwncast. Yay!
Thank you for coming.
So thank you. Yeah.
No problem. Thank you. I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful. I was actually very excited. I was supposed to be on 2 weeks ago. We had a little scheduling issue, but really excited to be here tonight. So.
Yes. Well, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself? So the play behind the character.
I am a married father of two. I have two beautiful, wonderful children. I'm disabled, so I got plenty of time to play WoW between being the house dad that I am, a house husband, I guess you call us. But other than that, I love being on a podcast. We do, you know, with Pwncast. I love interacting with the fans. I think it's been a pretty wonderful journey, and I'm really, really having a good time.
Excellent. Well, how long have you been playing WoW?
I started playing a week after Lich King dropped.
Ooh.
So that was November, was that 2007?
I don't remember that far.
I think so. I think it was November of 2000. It was about a week after the expansion dropped. I got into it. A bunch of coworkers were playing. I used to work for a telecommunications company and as a IP repair. And we sat there and everybody was allowed to bring laptops in. And it was fun because there would be like eight of us in a pod. And all of us were sitting there playing WoW. And I was the only one not playing. I'm going, what are you guys playing? Oh, you got to play this game. And I've been hooked ever since.
Very, very cool. Okay, so how long have you been participating in a WoW challenge? And, like, how did you get started, or why did you get started? Like, what was the thing that interested you?
I started a character when it first came out. And I really wasn't into it. I was trying to figure out how everything was going to go. But I had left that, didn't even get it to max cap. Oh, that's just bad.
It's okay. We do everything live.
There we go. Just wanted to, you know, I started off as a max character, had a good time, tried to get a max, never did. Started again just recently when I heard that Stone had taken it over with a hunter. I was a Tauren hunter called Tough Meat, and yeah.
Was he tough?
It didn't go too well. I hit level 20. For some reason, I must have hit the taunt button on my pet and turned it off. And I'm going through old Dalaran, picking up all these mobs and just taking them left and right. And wouldn't you know, I got ganked by about four or five mobs. They all come running towards me. And that was the end of it.
Where was it? Wasn't it Red Ridge?
No, I didn't go to Dead Ridge because I've heard lots of bad things about that area. It was actually an old Dalaran right there in...
Hillsbrad?
Nope, south of that. Where the Worgen start, right above the Worgen starting area. I don't play Horde that much, so I never really go through that area. And it's, And I was going through Silver Pine Forest because I was streaming it at the time, and I was explaining the lore because there's some really wonderful Horde lore that goes on there with Garrosh and the interaction with Sylvanas. And I was just doing that, going into Old Dalaran and going through the mages and killing the mages in there. And there's a cave I had to go to. Was right outside the cave. I was really excited. I looked at chat and I was talking to people on chat and I looked back over and I'm laying her dead. And I went, oh, you've got to be kidding me. And that was the end of Tuck Me.
I'm sorry.
Wow. That's kind of funny. I admit it because I was told never stream it because you're going to end up dying. And yeah, I think you're the one that told me that too.
Yep.
Actually, that's a really good point. We're just going to sidetrack for a moment because streaming's not something that I do, but you guys both, you know, have streamed and obviously streamed and played a challenge tune. So how much more different, and Stone, this includes you, does the experience become? Do you have to really step up your game to be more focused or like how do you guys do it?
Well, Lycan, I'll let you answer first.
The leveling process, because you're not allowed to use your BOAs, of course, is very slow to begin with.
Yeah.
Mm. And I want to say it took me 4 weeks just to get to level 20. I would only do it during the stream, which was about 3 hours a night, twice a week. And as I'm going through there, I noticed how much slower it was because I'd pause and interact with fans and then go back to doing the thing. And it really, it was okay, but you had to be a lot more careful. There's a lot of other places. I had to learn how to hide in spots and make sure I stood on main roads or major, you know, little hubs there so that this way I wasn't, you know, aggroing any mobs that were going to be around me. But I've been playing a night elf rogue now. I started a night elf rogue to get into it. And I wanted to get a rogue to, I don't think you have a rogue yet that's made max level.
No.
Yeah, I wanted to get him try to rogue max level. And I haven't really been playing around with him, but I've noticed it's a lot easier when I don't have to pay attention to 30 other different things that are going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think the biggest part when you run it live is if you're going to do it live. For me, part of playing it online and having people watch you, I want to talk with them. There's some streams that they just play and they don't talk with the people that are watching, which I find is kind of a little bit boring because you don't get that, you don't get to meet with them and talk with them and chat with them. Like, yes, I'm watching you play, but I want to also chat with you too. But playing your Iron Man and also watching the chat, that's the part I think that gets a lot of people because they start to look at the chat, and I've seen Grifter at least two or three times now out of his six Iron Mans that he more or less died because he was focused on chat, right? Mm-hmm. And the poor guy, because all of a sudden he looks up, he's like, "Oh, I'm dead. What just happened?" It's like, yeah, you attacked a level 90 mob because you weren't watching, right? But that's the thing is that we want to let people watch because it is hard to do, but as the player, we need to be better and we need to be able to do more, right? So it makes it a lot harder to be able to level it live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It sounds really intense as it is. So, but okay, sorry. I just wanted to sidetracked for a sec because, you know, both do a streaming. So I thought that was a good chance to ask about it. But Lycan, for you, you said that you've tried the Tauren Hunter. That was the first one that you've done. Now you're Rogue. Is Night Elf Rogue? Is there other things that you've tried? Or do you have do you want to try a few more classes, a few more races to see what you find's best? Or do you think Rogue might actually suit you a lot better?
For those who know me, I'm a diehard Death Knight. That's really the, I've mained him since I started a Blood Elf Hunter. It was my first one that I ever mained as a regular tune. And I've been Death Knight ever since I was able to hit that level 80 and get my first Death Knight. I would love to do a Death Knight, but it seems like it's cheating. Starting at level 58 or so, I feel bad because you're missing out half of that experience of leveling through some of the order content. So, I would like to do a Death Knight, but you know, I think the Rogue. I like the melee class. I like the challenge that there's not a lot of heals that comes along with the Rogue, except for like the Recoup and stuff like that, but. I think the rogue, I might be able to get at least most of the way up to max level.
Okay.
Most of the way.
All right.
Are you planning, so let's say if this rogue dies like right now, what would you roll next?
I would probably go druid. Again, the versatility of the druid with the you know, the ability to shapeshift and escape a lot of things, even without picking your talents, I think it would help out a lot. It would be a lot easier to do. And then if I do roll that druid, I always thought maybe I'll roll on a PvP server as well. I know Hots tried on a PvP server, but we had this running thing that if I ever saw him on Battle.net and he was on his tune, I was going to come find him and try to gank him.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. I told him, I said, if he keeps it up, because me and him were going through a battle like that on podcast. It was funny. We were going back and forth. I said, you know, I said, all I got to do is just start tweeting out your location every time that you log in.
Oh, no.
And we will get somebody to get you.
Oh, no.
But he went to Dead Ridge, and that was the end of him.
Yeah.
It sure was. Okay, well, for you, what has been your fondest challenge tune memory so far with what you've done?
With what I've gone through, I mean, I really like the idea of leveling without the leveling boosts. With all that, without all that, you know, experience boost that you got before, because it gives you that opportunity to really experience most of it, what it was like to level back in vanilla. You know, where you're walking around all over the place, you can't use your chauffeur, you can't go around and just jump on, you know, a tune and kill three mobs and boom, you're level 2. Because really, that's all it takes now. I mean, you could sit there with all your BOA gear, walk through Elwynn Forest, and boom, you're level 10 just by killing the mobs.
Yeah.
And I noticed it was like when we first started out, you know, when I first started on Lich King, we didn't have the BOAs. And I remember that grind of going from 1 to 80. And you know, you're logging into the guild and you're seeing all these people in Dalaran and up in Northrend. And you go, wow, it must be really nice. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to get her. And I'm looking over other people's screens. They're having a blast. And I'm still stuck somewhere in the middle of, you know, Dorotar going, I really want to get out of this place. But I really enjoyed it because it gives you an experience, too, to go back and look at some of the lore. Because I'm a big lore freak. Gives you a chance to interact with the quests. You're doing a lot more quests. And you're spending times in some of these areas that were just so beautifully done that don't get any respect anymore.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So for you, what do you think with zones? Do you want to play your leveling a particular way with zones? Like do you have it mapped out in your head what route you want to take with the zones and where do you want to stay away from?
I want to stay away from Silver Pine Forest. Just because I'm sitting there going, I'm never going back to the old Dalaran with a tune like this again. That's why I wrote another alliance. I had gone with a horde tune just because I haven't played horde since I think it's been about 5 years now. So some of the horde areas, I have no, I know what the areas are, but I haven't really been through this since Cataclysm hit. So a lot of them has changed so much. But I really probably will be going, you know, with this guy here. I've heard horror stories of Red Ridge, so I definitely want to stay away from there as well. But I'm going to try to do a lot of them on Kalimdor. I think as an Alliance character, we spend a lot of our time on Eastern Kingdoms because that's where obviously Stormwind is. And again, Kalimdor is a beautiful area as well. That a lot of the Alliance, I've talked to people that said, oh, I've never even been to that zone. Yeah. You know, there's certain zones over there they've never even stepped foot into, just or they've flown through just to get the World Explorer achievement, and that's it.
Yeah, that's true. So, do you think, you know, Red Ridge is going to be the most challenging, you know, with not going there, or do you think there could be other zones as you level that are going to be really, really difficult?
Red Ridge, I would like to attempt just to say that I beat it. I don't know.
I'm sorry I laugh, but that many people have said that and they've had to re-roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ashenvale, what's the one right above Ashenvale? Feralis. No.
Fellwood.
Fellwood,
yeah.
That area there, just because of the amount of mobs that are in that area, I think I'd want to stay away from. It seems to me that that would probably be my second most challenging to get through as an Alliance character. But obviously later on in the expansion as well, or into the travels. But I that would be another challenge I'd like to go through. I would love to see me attempt that area, because I think there's a lot of places you could get killed up there, especially that one up there in the upper right hand corner of the map, right below the little bear people that are up there. I'm such a bad lore person.
No. There's a whole bunch of Furbog, right?
Yes. Yeah, and there's a group of elites up on the right hand side, right before the Furbog tunnel. Are they at least there elites? Used to be.
No, I don't think there's anyone.
No, okay. There's not. Yeah. No, you're okay. I must admit, I just did Fellwood a couple weeks ago on my Hunter, and I was surprised at it wasn't too bad. There was definitely stuff that I would say, hey, I'm not doing that quest, but I was pleasantly surprised at how well Fellwood played out with the questing. And yes, there's definitely some areas that's tight with, you know, with mobs, mm-hmm. but if you're selective with what you're doing and making sure you're checking your quests, and do I need to go down into that area that takes you underneath, you know, underneath the tree and all of that in, what is it, Jadenar?
Yes.
That's a little bit, I stayed away from from that. But I found Fellwood was quite good for me. So, but I did it as Horde. So whether you would get a different experience as Alliance, I don't know. But when you get up to that, let me know, because I'd be intrigued to see how you go with it. Okay, so with dying, dying with toons, have you got what would be, do you think, worst or most embarrassing way that you've died as a challenge toon? you've described?
I think it would have to be the one in Silverpine, just because, like I said, I knew better to not pay attention at that area, because I was so very careful to make sure that I was in that area. And for some reason, I grabbed the taunt button with my mouse and I'd taken it off the bar. And when I put it back on, and I just wasn't looking. Yep. I didn't lock the toolbars down like I should have.
Yeah.
And I had just turned away. And when I went back, I said, okay, I'm sitting here. And then, I started firing off. And I was grabbing 3-4 mobs at a time, because I was a little bit at higher level than I should have been, as a regular character in that area. So it wasn't a problem. So as I'm grabbing 3 or 4 characters, here, I must have aggroed a whole bunch of them. And they started coming running out of the city right at me. And it was all because I didn't have that taunt button. If I would have had that taunt button, I mean, I disengaged. I didn't have Feign Death at the time. And I had disengaged. I had started taking off running, and they were just, there was 3 or 4 of them just sitting there casting, and I didn't have a chance. And it was just, like I said, I just looked away. I'm looking over to my other screen. I'm reading chat, and I'm talking to some people, and I'm coming back, streaming. And I look over. Yeah. I saw them all running, and that's when I disengaged. I took off running. I said, I got this. By the time I made it out to the road, I died right before the road. A couple more
feet. Probably like 2 steps more and you would have been out of combat.
Yeah, right. A couple more seconds, I think I had on my disengage. I could have disengaged across the road. It would have probably taken me out of combat. And no.
Yeah. Oh, it hurts. Do you think that death, really, did that emotionally hurt you?
It did, only because I talked a really big game about HOTS, and it was a big challenge to see who's going to make it to max level first. And when he died in Red Ridge, I sat there on messages, and every time he'd log into a different character, I said, you're not playing your WoW Challenges guy? And he goes, shut up. So I really rubbed salt in it for quite some time. And then I think he was watching a stream whenever he happened to be watching a stream whenever I died. And it was just total jokes, coming in left to right. It was so funny.
Wow. Okay. All right. What advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a WoW Challenge tune for the first time?
The first time, don't stream. Definitely don't stream.
Yes.
Lock the kids and the wife in a closet. No. Nope. I would definitely say map out your plan as you're going through first, because there's a lot of times that you're gonna miss quests. There's a lot of times if you don't know the area that well, there's areas that you really should not, like Red Ridge with the elites. If you don't know those elites are down, or you're done. And map out exactly where you're going to go. I think with that, knowing what parts that you have to go to, what parts you need to stay away from, would help out tremendously the very first time you're going through it. And just take your time. Enjoy the game while you do it. Like I said, we don't get to enjoy the lower levels anymore. Enjoy the game. And I think the experience of doing a WoW Challenges would be so much better. You know, it just gives you that opportunity.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, is there any other helpful tip or trick do you think that people would need to, you know, whether it's in game or out game, just to get focused with doing a challenge, Shane?
No. They said if you pay attention, that's primarily your main focus, to pay attention to what you're doing. Other than that, it's really nice. You're nervous, especially when you first start off, but I think you start relaxing as it starts, you know, as you just keep going in further. Don't let that fool you. Don't get that sense of security, like, oh, I got this. I could pull 4 or 5 mobs, you know, and just make sure you keep that focus the entire time.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, I always said with Rogue Slayer, when we talk about it on Control Alt WoW, it's the whole thing. As soon as you think you can and you start taking things easy, it's like, no.
Right.
Don't get complacent. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, thank you, Lycan, for sharing that with us. That was most enjoyable to hear your journey so far. And what we're going to do is we're going to get into some news in the world of Warcraft, and let's talk about some WoW Challenge stuff. So, Stone, let's go. Weak Auras scam. Tell me, what's going on?
This is horrible. Horrible. So basically, if you ever raided, or if you just like to tweak your UI to let you know if you need to do a certain thing, or maybe you've got a certain proc, this Don will let you add things to your screen. Basically, what it does is that it's a glorified WoW macro builder, right? So you can build all kinds of stuff, and it's using game stuff. So it's not somebody else is trying to build this other crap. It's using game stuff that is in game. So somebody figured, okay, so part of this add-on is that you can build these things and say, hey, I've got this great add-on that really works well for Iskar. Okay, let's just say, and they've built a different one. But anyways, but you can share that script with somebody else that uses the weak auras add-on, and they can use and they can more or less copy that and use that without having to set things up themselves, which is, oh my goodness, it's really, really good. Unfortunately, there's a person, I guess I probably shouldn't say, but there's a person, I have another word for him or her, that figured out a way to make a link that when you go click the link, you think you will be copying a script over. It actually transfers all your gold, and the only thing you ever hear, see, click, all that you know is you hear the gold sound, you know, like the coins dropping. That's it, and it's all gone. Your gold is gone. It's gone.
Wow.
And it's like,
that's terrible.
And so, I think all you have to be is in the area with them. You know, if somebody does
As long as you need to click on his script. So he'll say, hey, I've got this cool script that lets you twirl whatever, you know, okay. And people apparently do this, where they create scripts that do all these really cool things just to screw around. Well, this guy figured out, oh, okay, yeah, let's really screw around. And he basically ripped everybody off with gold. From what I understood, though, the people that made a report on it got their money back. Now, the latest update I have here is that Blizzard did reply to the author of the not the person that made the script. They're two completely different guys. The guy that made the Uyghur Rezad Dawn, he's like, oh my god, this is bad. It was just some other dude. So Blizzard said that they are going to be putting in some extra gold protection dialogues for gold transfers, but that's going to be coming in Legion. The author of the add-on said that they've released a fix, however, they admit that they may not be able to get everything. So, if you use it, do not click a script sharing link from anybody that you don't know. Especially for irons, where... Okay, so this is why I bring this up now, is that for us, where it's so hard to make gold, and then you just lose it like that, oh my, like, you're just...
Yeah.
Right? So, that's that. So, hopefully it's pretty much fixed from what I get, but he's not 100% sure. He's like 95% sure kind of thing, but you never know. So,
yeah.
So if you ever click on something from somebody else and you lose your gold, that would be your own fault. If you have weak auras right now, update it right now. Just stop and go now. You don't want to lose your gold.
Yeah, most definitely. Wow, that just blows me away.
Well, when I saw that, I was really mad. Really mad, because I was afraid that Blizzard was going to more or less shut the whole Uyghur Auras add-on down, because there's been other add-ons where you can draw in game and stuff like that to help your raid move, and they said no, and they shut, and they more or less shut those down. I was worried that because of this bug, or because of this hack, they were going to say, well, we're just going to shut things, you know, right off until we get into 7.0. and for me, I use it a lot, and I know there's lots of people that use this thing a lot. Oh my goodness, can you imagine they shut this down because of one guy or girl? Sorry, it's just, you know, so mad. It was so mad. Anyways,
I can go on. All right, I don't use it. Like, and do you use that add-on?
I do, actually. For diseases that I keep up, for my Death Knight, for Soul Reaper, I keep up. It really helps. It really helps me, and I've actually shared scripts too. I made a script for Burning Embers for her Warlock, and I made one just for her, and then I shared that script. So it's very easy to do, and it's just, you copy it, and, you know, it says, "Hey, somebody wants to share," and then you're done, and you add it to it, and it's done. And you know what? This isn't the first time. We've actually had, there's been UIs that have been out there that were able to do console commands to kick you out of LFRs, and you know. Yeah, and I won't go into which one it was, but if you were that bad in LFR, the developers of this UI was able to go ahead and issue a console command to your PC and actually have you AFK type slash. It would automatically AFK and kick you out of the raid. So it's not the first time, and I'm kind of glad that they were so proactive on trying to get this fixed, both the developer and Blizzard. They were really on the ball on this.
Okay. Tuli was saying in the chat room that a few years ago, a weak aura would mail away your gold as well. Which obviously I must live in a bubble. I miss all this stuff. So and he says it's not the first time it's happened. So interesting. Okay, well, thank you for bringing that one to light. So let's go on to the next one. Lunar Festival! Yay! Excited. So tell us, Stone, what do we got?
Okay, so we're going to do this a little bit. Okay. So what we would do before is that we would run through everything that you could, you know, possibly do, and we detail everything. We say yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. I'm just going to bring it up into the really big parts, and I'll outline the ones that really matter, because it seemed like before we were spending a lot of time on every single little thing. So basically Lunar Festival runs from February 1st through to February 15th. Honoring elders, absolutely you can. You'll get XP, apparently, although on WoWhead, it does not show the amount of XP you get. It only shows you how much gold you get if you're level 100. I think it's a bug on their site, but apparently you do get XP, and I was thinking, yeah, don't you get XP? But anyway, yeah. So yes, go for it. You get a coin of ancestry and a lucky red envelope, which we will go into. In the lucky red envelopes, you could possibly get lucky rocket clusters. Not allowed. They give you a lunar fortune buff, which is a health buff. So any buffs like that is a no-no. All the quests, I think, from what I saw, were okay. But I would be leery of attempting Elune's Blessing because you have to go fight off Holman and all of his little dudes. And just as an iron, really, you really want a chance getting one shot by something. Sure if you really want to, but okay. But you are allowed. Coin of Ancestries can be turned in for items. Pets, if you get your pet, doesn't mean you can fight with it. Toys, yes. And recipes, yes. Dresses and suits are all good to wear because they're all white, versus the Christmas stuff, like the hats were green and that kind of stuff, so you can't wear those hats. But anyways, for this, you can wear all the dresses and suits. And achievements, I wasn't going to go over them because they don't apply to the challenge. You don't need to do an achievement to participate in the challenge. So if you want to go for an achievement, go for it. I don't typically do achievements when I do the Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Lunar Festival, Lycan, is that something that you like to participate in?
I do. And I had major sad face when I was looking at the show notes and it says battle pets, as long as you're not allowed to pet battle. Yeah. When are you going to do a Pokemon Iron Man challenge of nothing but pet battling?
I wanted to. And the information coming from Blizzard is not quite there yet. I've made requests, and it's a matter of them putting the information coming in from the Battle.net side. If they bring that in, I wanted to do also another challenge. Well, anyways, I'll not talk about that. But I wanted to do a pet battle one. A lot of people were like, "Well, but that's easy because you just sit there and you're safe." Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily have to be hard where you'll croak. It could be based on time. How quick can you level up? Mm. And we could also put things where you must participate in at least 1,000 fights. Yeah, it just stuff. It's just things like that. And then it would measure you from level 10 to 100 or max and take how much time it took for you to get those. And it's possible to do. It's just, yes, it would not follow the typical Iron Man rules where don't die. It would be a different challenge for sure. I think it's one that would be used as much as the other ones that we have. So not like, oh my God, nuts, but I think there would be enough people that would do it or try it.
Okay. A bit of a pick and
awesome.
Yeah. It would be fun. I'd try that. Tybar in the chat room does say about the XP probably just varies for the various levels, which I've done so many lunars over the years that I'm pretty sure that's what it's going to be. But gold's always nice too on your hundreds. Yes. Okay. And then, so Lunar starts. And what is it, like a week? Not even. It ends and then Lovers in the Air is out. So we go one and then bam, straight into Lovers in the Air. So tell us about that one.
Lovers in the Air runs from February 15th to February 29th. Yes, February 29th. This is a leap year, 2016. Yay. And divided by 4 evenly. As long as it doesn't end with a 0, it's a leap year. Anyways, there's rules. So I'm very much a Gregorian, or I'm a, anyways, I'm a, when I was in JK, grade 1, I was like making all these things. So again, let's stone back onto the stuff. Quests all are fine to do, from what I read. The lovely Orgrimmar Thunderbray yada yada cards are not allowed, as they provide buffs to your stats. So agi, strength, intellect, stamina, no, spirit, something like that. So they're not allowed. You are able to spend your love tokens. Anyways, I find that funny. On all sorts of things. The box of chocolates contains items that will give you a buff. Not allowed. Anything that has the name cologne or perfume. Sorry, the word cologne, perfume in it. What was that? Oh, are you baking stuff? Okay. So we're baking something, and I guess the pan from the heat, or yeah, like the heat from the heat. I decided to, and anyways, people are not dead. It's okay. Anyway, so anything with the word cologne or perfume in it is not allowed because it gives you buffs. There are dresses and suits as well, and they are white. So you can wear these if you want. They're completely fine. Can you get... Oh, is it done? Okay, fantastic. Doing it live. And so achievements, again, not going over this stuff. There is a mount, because I'm a mount guy, and I know you're a mount guy. Sorry, you're a mount guy. It took me... I'm going to say it took me 100... No, on this one. It was 221 attempts to get the love rocket.
And
that was when I tracked it. This doesn't count all the times I tried before. So
yeah, the mount does not exist.
If you have level 100s, I think is the minimum. I think it's going to be level 100. I don't know if they're going to bump it down to like 99 or 98 or something.
Well, I think they did it in a 98. I think there was one or two levels last year that you could go, could queue for it and go in. So I've got a feeling that it might be like 98, but don't quote me. It's been a year. So, Lycan, what do you reckon? Lovers in the air? Have you got the rocket yet?
No. That's another one of those.
Oh, good. High five. Thank you.
I've got every other mount out there for holidays except for the rocket.
Yeah.
That is, yeah. And as long as that's, I don't brutal, take Huge Bloke with me, he can't steal it from me, so I should be okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, I had it for him under the bus.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Absolutely. I was going to say, Tiger from the chat room also says, beware the perfume wagon guards.
Yeah.
Because they really swarm.
Yeah.
So that's with that quest, most definitely. So, yes. Poor... And Rez says that he's over 10 plus max level characters that run it every day ever since it came out, and still no mount. So he also hates you.
Yeah.
Stone.
I feel your pain. We all hate you right now. The 1 year that I was like, okay, I'm actually curious about how many tries it's going to take me, because I don't think it will happen this year. That's when I began to do my track. My king and stuff, and I figured, oh, it's going to be next year that I'll get it. I got it on the second last day of the event, so it wasn't like I got it first go. It was a lot, and I don't know. I guess it's a lower drop rate, because I think they have it like 0.5% or maybe 0.1%, when usually it's like a 1%, right? Mm-hmm. So it's even less. It's like 1 in 1,000.
How long did it take you to get Grumpus?
Grumpus was 70 attempts. So okay. That was slightly higher than 1%. So I think that mount drop rate was 1, right? Because if it's, you know, and this is a hard mount to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. It is. Absolutely. So guess what? Love is in the air. So happy love stuff. And good luck to everyone who's going to be going, you know, attempting to go for that. So so yes. Good luck, Lycan. Let's hope this year for both of us. Alrighty, site news. What have we got? Challenge report time.
Okay.
Stone, tell me where we're up to.
So this is the part where we praise you, or I guess give you your things. Your things. We say, hey, okay, we're giving you grats for leveling, and rest in pieces, we're giving you sads for dying. I guess that's a thing. So for Iron Man, is the minimum is level 70, because there's just too many. So hitting level 70 was Dan Sula, Toolska. I'm gonna say Toolska hit level 70 as well. Dark Fox hit level 71. Brittle died hit level 78. Deidre Venes, which is never die, SS, it's backwards, hit level 85. And Deidre Ven BKN hit level 85. I guess he has another tune, or maybe it's somebody else. Irons Devo hit level 91, and Suak hit level 92. So we've got a few more that are coming up close. So just please just be cautious. So Bloodthirsty minimum is level 30. We have Frenzo is level 34. Afsan level 50. Hemer level 51. Bent Grinder is level 54. And I love this name. Moto Hayoku is level 66. And Deidre Ven Blood is level 79. Which is interesting because he also has a level 100 Iron Man. So he's leveling up the other ones too. And nice. Pacifist, level 30 is Adeldara is level 30. Flavin, level 31 is... Oh, God, what? Z... Passengers level 34. Sorry if I'm butchering your name. Aranella is level 35. Pescataria is level 36. Bloodless is level 45. Nemini is level 46. Fulman is 54. Hold on, I'm gonna get it right because she spells it. I'm gonna say Mira. No, damn it. Myra is level 67. I do it all the time. And No Harm is level 82. For Rest in Peace, the rest in Pieces group for this week, or for this show, is Iron Man's, is Laser Gun Girl, level 70. Murderster, he's the GM of our official guild, died at level 74. Cruel died at 76. Iron Coop, or Iron Co-op, died at level 84. Linger Mark, the last time we tracked him, he was at level 89, and I know that he's re-rolled, and he was the warrior that he was like, I'm getting this done. And
so sorry.
It's okay. We're doing it live.
exactly.
That's my ode to Aprilian from Troll Out WoW. We're just doing it live. And Grail died at level 92.
Yeah.
If I died at level 92, I would probably
cry.
Flip table. I'm not doing this anymore. So, and for all of you that have hit that mark and died and come back, I give you
good on you.
Yep.
Yeah. We salute you.
For Bloodthirsty, the only person that died in the minimums is Aya Blood, level 33. And for Pacifist, Moonskin died at level 33. And Arcanaya died at level 92.
Oh, wow. Oh, I feel that one.
Especially for that one, because it's like, we'll 92. Get into it when I talk about my stuff. It's a pain in the, you know? It's just pain. It's
I'd cry.
Yeah.
Would you ever try Pacifist, Lycan?
I don't know if I have the patience for that. I really don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
I 92. Wow. That just absolutely blows me away. Yeah. But commiserations to everyone who has lost a tune and any lower, because I mean I lost a level 16, which does not mean much in the grand scheme of things, but oh my god, it hurt my heart. It really hurt my heart. My poor little troll warlock. Yeah, so commiserations and congratulations to everyone who's doing such an awesome job in leveling. All right, well, what have we been up to in the last week or so? Lycan, tell us, what have you been up to?
In game, I've been just leveling up, or not leveling, but I started that rogue. Haven't even gotten to level 10 yet, so I can't even list them on the site. I've actually taken a step back just for a little bit. I've been really swamped with a lot of stuff we're doing with Pwncast. We got some big things coming up, it's been taking up a lot of my time, and I noticed I try to make a lot of time for the game, but you know, with working like that, and some of the stuff we got going on, it's taken me away for a little bit. But you know, just really, it's for me, it's mount runs and pet battles until Legion comes out, and I'm gonna get back hardcore on the leveling of the rogue. I said he's sitting there on that PvP server, and I keep stealthing, even though I'm still in the Night Elf starting area. Just hoping that I don't get killed before I hit level 10 to get enlisted on the site. But, I thankfully haven't seen any horde around recently. And I got to find a way. I wish there was a way to turn off my battle.net because I've gotten whispers. Going, oh, by the way, I see you're leveling another Iron Man. And I'm like, no.
There's a hack I heard that you can disable the IP it connects to so that it always makes you look like you're offline.
Oh, now that would be
interesting. I'm not like 100% sure, but it's just something to look into. I thought I read it somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. I've got a lot of friends that like to play jokes and like to roll horde characters that are slightly higher than me, and I know that they would troll me bad by coming and trying to find me somewhere, but I wish there was a way to I mean there's a lot of times too that I log in a game, and as soon as I log in, it's, you know, sometimes it's 50-60 whispers, you know, there are people left and right going, hey, what are you doing? Hey,
yeah.
Sometimes I just want to take a step back and go, you know, I just want to play. So especially like I said with the Iron Man, yeah, that would be awesome to turn it off, but hopefully I'll get the rogue up.
Blizzard gave us that option that you could be, what is it that someone was talking about a couple months ago, like make an invisibility, you know, to show that you're offline, but you're online and you're just in, you know, you're just doing your own thing, but your friends don't see you. So, I totally understand why. That would be cool.
But pretty much has been it.
Okay.
No new mounts this week or anything like that? No new mounts or anything like
that? No. I've done my disappointing runs again where I've gotten handmaiden. And I've actually thought about asking Huge Bloke. And for those that don't know, Huge Bloke and I, he had got a hold of me. He was watching me on stream. He said, hey, what are you doing next? I just got done doing my Lich King run and Invincible still wasn't there. I said, oh, I'm going down to Dragon Soul. He's like, oh, you mind if I tag along? I need the one off the last boss. I'm like, sure, I already have it. You can have it if it drops. And he comes in, and once you know, the Handmaiden dropped. And I'm trying to still get Handmaiden, and I'm trying to get that Ultraxian mount. I don't like them, but I'm a completionist, and if I don't have them, it's going to drive me crazy. This has been 2 years running every single week that I've ran on here. And wouldn't you know, on the last boss, there's the Handmaiden. And there was a long pause. He's on Skype with me. And he goes, I should roll on it. I went, I'd rather you not. He goes, no. I know I should, but I should roll on it. I'm like, dude, I said, don't do it. So he was going to need roll. He'd need roll on it just like I did. And he thought, well, if I win it, I'll just trade it to him. Well, once you know, that's one of the mounts you can't trade. Oh, no. So after 2 years of running, he comes in on one run and he gets handmade. Now, every time I call him on Skype, he has a copy and he screenshotted the need roll that he won the Handmaiden on.
I did not know that.
Yes. So every time I call him on Skype and he doesn't turn his camera on, I see the need roll that he won the mount from.
What?
Ouch. Oh yeah.
Wow.
And it was funny. I had people in the chat room whenever that happened were going, I can't believe he did that. You need to report him. You need to go ahead and file a report with Blizzard and turn him in. That's just not right. I mean, people were upset. And I just sat there like this for the screen for like 5 minutes. Not a word was said on the stream. But I've actually thought about bringing him back in. I'm going, if I bring him in and that drops again, I bet you he would need rolling it just to do it one more time.
So, you know, yes, you won't be able to trade it because it doesn't have the text, but with my adventures in Time Lost Proto-Drake for Herming, if you're part of a group and another person grabs that mount, the person that grabs it can put in a ticket and the GM can transfer it as long as they didn't learn it. Now, if bloke learned it, and then you went to put in a ticket, it's gone. But if he had it left in his bags, if you guys put it up, he would need to put in a ticket to say, I accidentally hit need. Can I transfer it to this other guy that was in the group with me? And they can check, right? And they can do that.
By the time we took the portal to Wormrest Temple and got outside, he mounted up on the handmaid.
Of course he did.
And every time I see him in game, he's sitting there on the handmaiden. He doesn't use it, but he sits there on the handmaiden whenever he sees me in game. Or he takes a screenshot and you know, sends it to me in Facebook. Oh, by the way, look what I'm flying around on. So, yeah.
Man. You two are friends.
Oh, I know. That's where I go. I said, I call you a brother. I said, I don't know how you would do that to me. But I keep trying to get him to take me on his Invincible run because that's the one he really wants, and I need roll that in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Ride it everywhere.
Sure.
It's fair game.
It's fair
absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
I got a couple new pets. I'm a big pet battling guy. I've got 641 pets now, unique pets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Most of them are rare. At least half of them are above level or are at level 25. So I'm still working on that, and then of course my mount runs. But the mount runs are my big thing. I'm trying to get a couple of them. Like the Drake of the Southwind is the only one I don't have, and
went a while to drop.
Right, yeah. And then so other than, I mean, I've got Nimrod's head. I've got the fiery warhorse from Karazhan. I've got both mounts from Zolgarab. So, I mean, I've got very good drop rate. I'm very lucky when it comes to it. So whenever this really dropped, and I mean, I don't get upset. You know, I'm glad he got it. I'm happy he got it. But 2 years of work and I'm still going.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I feel that pain. I'd be cursing him.
Every time I step in there, I'm going, this is just another week. Because, I mean, it's just
it sucks your soul out, man.
And it's not a bad dungeon or raid to solo, except for Spine. Spine can be tricky, but it's just, I'm going, I got to do this again, you know?
Yep.
I was so excited when it dropped up, thinking, okay, great, all I have to do is do all Traxine, and I'm done. And I still have to go kill Deathwing several times.
Ouch. Yeah. Well, good luck.
Oh, thank you.
You know, we really hope that things, just don't take bloke with you next time.
Well, I thought with That's his fine. Luck, I might have just bring him along, but no.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as much as we love him, just, you know, maybe not share ever again with him. Sorry,
or put it on Master Loot.
I wouldn't share with him. I'd be like, no, you're not coming with me. Stay back.
I hope and pray that I get invincible before he does. I just hope and pray.
Well, good
It'll luck. Come. I need it more will. Bacon for the wild gods, exactly. So...
Exactly. Okay. All right. Well, that's been your week. It's been your week. So excellent. And pet battles, yay, keep going. You're doing really, really well. Do love my pet battles. So so yes, awesome. Okay. Stone, what have you been up to? Nothing.
Not as much as I usually type, so mine is actually pretty short this time. I'm usually anyway, so my challenge tunes, I didn't really play a whole lot this week. It was more last week. Just this week's been busy. But I got my, I got my druid up to level 23. So finishing up Blood Mist and aiming at Darkshore and bouncing between those. I was just making sure I was only going for green or yellow quests that I thought that I could do it really good, really, really well, because Blood Mist, there's some areas that are just lots of mobs around. My mage, I got to level 16, is for sure is more squishy, absolutely, and I will be bouncing back and forth between Lochmodan and Westfall. Apparently I wrote a note to myself. Well, not 100% sure on that. Okay. So,
nice. Okay.
See, I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning. My paladin, apparently my paladin is level 21. And I went through the lock as well. And yeah, one of these notes I have here is make sure you get the extra Explorer League document quests. There are six of them. Basically, you get about 1,450 XP for each one. And if you turn them all in, you get an extra quest that's you just turn in right away. And it's an extra 2,000 XP. And it's like, holy crud. I'm like, I got to make sure you do this all the time. My warrior. So because I was in the lock, and I felt really good. I was killing stuff, and you know, I know where everything is. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. I'm going to bring my warrior in, and to get the Explorer League document number 3 is up in these hills, and it's right beside a entrance to a cave that has a rare spider in it. Shalindra, or I don't know what it's called. So I figured, well, it was like level 16. And yes, it's a rare, but I think, oh, level 16. I was like level 19. And I was like, yeah, I can take this. I'm 3 levels higher. I should be able to. Yes, I've only got 1 heal, but I actually don't even have a heal because that is only if you kill something right away. Yeah. So I figured I could still kill this in time, and I can go into defensive mode, and it shouldn't hurt as much. It the first hit, I was down to 70% of my health, and I was like, okay, nope, out of there. Oh. And I ran, and I got netted, and because I'm a dwarf warrior, I didn't really have a way to escape, and it wore off, and I ran some more, and it was still on me, and it netted me again, and yeah. I was still alive when it wore off, and I'm running again. I'm like, how long does this thing leash? It's like, holy cow. And I'm down the path and back to where there's like a little wagon with the one guy that you get, and you have to fight off like the assault or something. So I'm almost there, and this thing is still on me, and it nets me another time, and that's it. I'm gone. I'm like,
wow.
So I re-rolled and I'm back at level 11, and I'm definitely going to treat the warrior as a mage, because just because it can wear plate armor doesn't mean that you can't die. So even like I was 3 levels higher, man, and this thing just took me out.
Yeah.
I'm a pacifist. I finally rolled a new one. I got it up to level 4.
Yay!
Oh my goodness. It beat my old record of level 2. So that's the thing. My problem is, it is a grind. And to go from level 1 to even 4, I like doing my quests. I like killing things. I like doing this and that. What a pain. So basically I got herbing and mining, and I had to sell all my clothes to actually be able to get herbing. And then I had to sell some of the herbs that I got to then earn money for mining. And then the things that I got from there, I went over to Ironforge and put them up on the auction house. And I was hoping, okay, somebody buy it, please, 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 because I want some gold so I can buy some things that I'm able to wear. And at least if I get hit, you know, I can run and not just one shot, right? Luckily, somebody dropped a Blingtron, like, right in front, and I got a 35 gold vendor trash item. So I'm like, fantastic. I mean, because usually those tunes make a lot of gold because they just sell the herbs and mining stuff, right? They make tons and tons of gold. So it's just a matter of when you can get that. So now that I've got that, I mean, yeah, it's only level 4, but man, it's just trying to find all the stuff and not aggro wolves and the trolls. And I don't know. It's a pain. The other thing that I did besides my mount runs, which I didn't get any mounts dropping, unfortunately, although Lita and I did do spine, it took us two attempts.
Just
me and you? Yeah.
My left was the wrong left.
Yes. And I'm like, no, the other side, and then roll. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like,
I got turned around. I hate when that happens. I got turned around, and he's like, go left. So I went left, which was not the right left, but yeah, it was quite funny. But the second attempt, we pulled out every stop, I think, and managed to get through.
Yeah, we were okay.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm used to going on my own on my blood, my blood DK, and I just stand there, and nothing hurts me. And but it's different because rolling timer is longer when you're on your own. It's like 12, it's 11 seconds versus 5, and if it's only 5 seconds, then there's delay with you trying to talk, and then the other person in their brain is like, oh, what does he mean? So that's another couple seconds, and if it's not instant moving, you're done, right? So the only other thing I did was Nemesis Panda. So basically I boosted a Horde Panda for Bloke because he's been complaining about that he can't get Horde Pandas for the Nemesis achievement in PvP, which I can agree that, you know, I mean, if it was only Ashran, maybe they should change it because once this part is done. But anyways, so I boosted a panda for him because I have level 100 boosts and I have level 90 boosts, and I just don't. I mean, I've got all my characters up. I don't need the boosts. I actually like to level up. I like to go through it, and even though I level up many times, I'll learn something different that I may not have picked up on last time. So I like reading the quest text, like word for word, when I go through it the first time. Sometimes I still don't pick up stuff, but then I level up another character and I pick up on other stuff. And so that's why I used a boost. I was like, I don't really care. I'll help him out. And so he got his Nemesis achievement for the Horde Pandas. Because we got into a group where there's four of them, and so every time he killed us, it counted as four and not just one. Mm-hmm. And it was just, we had another Horde person there that kept trying to res us, and so that, because if you don't get a res and you just wait for a res at your healer, or sorry, if you go back to your Bahati, the maximum delay is 2 minutes, and that was going to work out to 10 hours of just me and Bloke, and that wasn't going to happen. So we went into another group and we got that done, and that really has been it. Lita.
Okay,
so I don't really think you have anything to talk about, so we can just go on to the chit chat, right?
That's nasty. See how mean Stone is to me. I do have, look, I condensed my week into what's that, like 7 lines. So that's pretty amazing. But I did do something which was hugely exciting, and I got my Iron Hunter to level 60. So I was like, oh my god. Yeah, so, and I had enough gold to get flying, so I was very excited because I went to Ogrimmar. And I was like, okay, I've got to get my upgrade. And I was like, oh, it's 212 gold and 50 silver or whatever it was. Yeah. I was like, yay. And then I was like, I can't fly. And then I went back. Oh, I got to get the fly one too. Okay. So, yeah, I had enough gold to get both and was able to fly, which was very exciting. So I took myself out to Outlands and got myself over to Shattrath and ran all over Shat thinking, oh my goodness, someone's going to have some new clothes for me. Nope. Nothing. So I was like, okay. And then I went over to Stonebreaker Hold to get myself a new bow, which is very smacksy. Was very excited. Cost me over 10 gold. Ooh, so I was like, whoa. Lucky I had enough gold. And I've been flying around Kalimdor to get Discovery XP. So low, like you told me to do, Stone.
Yes.
So he said I should be going do Discovery XP and whatnot. So I did about 8 zones in Kalimdor. And I even did Hyjal, which was really, I was quite nervous about going and flying through Hyjal because I thought, it could be a wrong move. But I just went slow and steady and remembered where the big birds were and tried to stay out of the way. So I was lucky. I did get hit, I think, twice, but I did not get knocked dismounted? Off.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, so you should fly low, but not so low that you could get hit.
Yeah, no, there was, the big, the brown birds over in Hyjal, the eagles? I was going over one of the mountains and the eagle was there and I didn't see it. It just snuck up on me and hit me, but it did not dismount me. So, so that was a bit nervous, but I was really excited about that. So that was kind of cool. So, at the moment she's sitting, I still feel like I'll keep doing the discovery, get through all the discovery of Kalimdor, and I'll go over to Eastern Kingdoms and I'll probably go do discovery in Outlands and then I'll come back and do some questing with Winterspring and Silithus and those areas that I haven't done yet. But I put on about no more than 4 bubbles with all the discovery that I did, which was a little bit heartbreaking because it was like, I've flown and I've got this itch and I got, Dean, you got discovered everywhere. And it was like, oh, that's all I've done? Wow. Okay. Really slow. Really, really slow. So, So any other advice, people, let me know because Stone's given me some good advice and I'm just, slow and steady, which is kind of cool. But I also did, I can't remember if I said, but I made an Iron Warrior and an Iron Priest as well. And I have to admit, I was quite surprised how much fun both of them are. I thought for sure it was going to be a struggle. I mean, they're only little. So the Warrior is 13 and the Priest is 12 at the moment. But so far, it's been a lot of fun.
The Warrior is pretty much going to be, this is what you got. Okay. So the problem is they don't get a lot. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You're going to be like this to level 42 or 43.
Yeah.
Have fun.
The priest is kind of, having the bubble is good. I'm enjoying that. And the smite, smite is quite well. So I was surprised at how strong it was at the low level. Okay. I thought for sure it was going to be tougher. Far I'm enjoying it. So, I'm over in Lochmoden with the Warrior. She's a dwarf, which is a lot of fun. So I will take note of what you've just said from the problems you've had. Yeah. And I will be very careful of a rest spider.
Brutal.
Yeah.
And it just sits inside the cave. I don't think it actually comes out. So I think it just sits way in the back and it's just like a shallow cave. So.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I know the area you're talking about, so I'll have to look at that. And the priest is undead, so she's in Tirith's Fall at the moment, and she's just done, I think, some of the quests where up the top. Oh, geez, I can't even remember where it is. There's the windmill and there's the ghost spirits and the undead walking around. So I've just finished doing those. And at the moment she's sitting in, but My most of my week's been pretty much like doing pet battles. So I've kind of went really OCD with Garrison, pet tamers and legendary pets in Tanan. So I've just been like doing as much leveling and trying to get as many pet tokens as I can.
Is it easy?
Which is good. Sorry?
Or, I mean, is it easy? To do,
because if you know what you're doing, expansion, yeah, absolutely.
I have not touched pets at all. It's only been a miss. I mean, like, I go and capture the ones that I don't have, but yep. I don't level them. I just, hey, I've got it. So I haven't done the horde base stuff and like your base stuff. And I just, because I saw that and I was like, oh my god, what a time sink. I'd rather be doing.
I mean, it stuff. Is absolutely mm-hmm. Garrison's is not too bad. Okay. As long as you've got some good 25s, you can pretty much like get most of the pet battles. Some of the harder ones would be Stitches Junior. You know, if you don't use the Howl Bomb, you're dead. Like you, there's just no way around that. But for Tanan, again, you only need three pets. It really makes it way too easy once you get that dance down, because the legendary pets all follow the same pets that you use. Pretty much, there's 15 pets in Tanan. I would say 11 or 12 of them will follow exactly the same strat.
Right.
The other three or four, depending again on RNG, is where you have to change that strat, and it's only ever slightly that you change that strat. So you know, if RNG is kind to you, you can get through doing those pet battles, you know, straight in an hour, or like for me, 3 hours later I'm still doing them because I get sidetracked. But yeah, it's an interesting way. Plus, out of the bags, you'll get, there's a 5-level pet stone. So you can, you know, put that on to level yourself.
Pet stone?
Yeah, level one of the pets up to by 5 levels. And as well as there's 4 pets that you can get. And I've got 3. And the Seaborn Spore just hates me. I've lost count. I think I'm at over 200 attempts and it still hasn't dropped. So I can't remember what my
that's like your love rocket, or actually isn't that more like your crab?
No, you're thinking of Jakua.
No, because the time crab style. Took you a while too, right?
The crab did, but it was Jakua that stuffed me up with the damn warning sign. That was the longest. Because that was, what was it, 184 kills?
Oh, my God.
Was it more? Yeah. Wow. So, yes. Yeah. It's basically, and I said to the boys last night that Tanan is going to be my timeless isle. So everyone will be in Legion and Leader's still in Tanan going, damn these pets. Just give me my damn pet. And I refuse to buy it off auction house because I'm not paying the amount that they want. So it's like, damn it, I will get this myself. So, a lot of fun, always a lot of fun, which is good. Having some good weeks. So we'll see where we go from that. But now we've got some questions and some emails and all sorts of good stuff. So this is the part where people can ask us anything. Questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn everyone about potential disastrous areas, quests, etc. So first one, Stone, can you take that one, please?
Okay, we have an email from Johan Dahlstedt. Hey, are you supposed to sign up for the Iron Man Challenge? I guess it's how are you supposed to sign up, or how is it done? I'm going to try the challenge on Norski Bronzebeard Realm, and I'm assuming it's EU. So I put this up because I thought that we haven't really discussed how you do it, and there's some people I usually get emails saying, hey, it's not working, or it shows me that I'm red flagged already, and you know, because they're not following every single step of what you're supposed to do. And as far as I'm concerned, I think it's fairly clear, but I thought let's go over each point. So basically, review the rules of the challenge you want to do. So if you want to do Ironman, make sure you are 100% sure you know what you're allowed to do, what you're not to do, because if you go to level up to level 10 and you've already died, or you quaffed a potion or something, then you go to list your character, you won't be able to. The rules take effect as of level 1, not level 10. So roll a new character. You can't use an existing character because unless it's another iron that you have, which then you don't need these rules. Basically, you want to go into your settings and interface screen and display options. And you need to check the option that says display only character achievements to others. If you do not check that, we pick up that you've done 42 runs and killed bosses and all this stuff, and it will red flag you. If you list your character and it says that you've killed like 65 raid bosses or something, go back into your character, check it out, because very likely it's because you haven't checked that. Play your character up to level 10. Make sure you follow all of your rules. No health push, etc. Once you hit level 10, log out and exit your game. And then you can go to the WoWChallenges.com website and click on add character for the challenge you want to run. So you want to list your character as an Iron Man, you would go to the Iron Man menu and click add character. I've had a couple times where folks are like, I clicked my character, I clicked and added it to the wrong challenge, and it says, you know, and that's completely fine. People mess up, but that's okay. If you put your character into a challenge that it wasn't the right one and you want me to remove it, send me an email. I'm completely good with that. If you list your character in a wrong challenge, you can still list it in the correct challenge. You can list your character for all three if you want. You know, it's just as a pacifist, you probably won't be allowed to because you'll have kills. So it just won't prevent you from listing for the correct one. So so some things to know. If you have died, okay, this is big, or been flagged, and you decide to delete your character and re-roll using the exact same name and realm, there is a issue where Blizzard's information won't be refreshed for about a day or so. Sometimes it's only an hour, sometimes it's two, sometimes it's three, sometimes it's still really quick and only 10 minutes. But overall, there is a, I'd say it's about 24 hours. I have reported this, and they said, we're not sure why it happens, but keep, you know, giving us characters so we can figure out why. There's something going on their side where it sees your tune is dead. Even though you re-rolled it, it's still only going to send out the old stuff. And no idea, and you can log out, you can do all this stuff, it doesn't matter. It's because you've used the exact same name. So the only thing I would say, you don't need to report it. Just wait. Just wait like 24 hours. And then if it's still like that, you can actually click the, there's a button beside your tune's name. If you click that, it will refresh just for your tune. And that should do it after about 24 hours. So there's that. So, anything not clear? Because I know it's like rambling a little bit, but no,
that's okay. Pretty much the That's pretty much it. So okay. I think we're good. And I mean, like anything, if you are unsure, then fine, send us an email. And you know, but it is all there. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that information, and thank you for your email, Johan. So number two, Lycan, can you read that one for me, please?
Sure. I've been waiting to say this name. At Eva Bing Bong on Twitter, is there any way to disable the option to right-click on gear and equip it? I don't want to accidentally equip something.
I don't think there is.
I don't know if there's an add-on that will let you do that. I do know that you need to be very cautious, especially with green soul bound stuff, because it won't even ask you. If you right click that, it's on, and you can potentially get yourself red flagged, because now we are looking at green equipped gear.
There is actually an add-on.
Is there?
It's called suppress right click, and really, that's all it does. It suppresses every single right click in the game.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I've not used it. I've not looked into it. On curses, not a lot of downloads for it. Because I don't know. I mean, it's very specific, but you know, there at least is an add-on. It says here that it, you know, so you may not accidentally change your target during combat, things like that.
Okay,
it's primarily what it's used for, but it does look like that might help you.
Okay, I'm just. But
again,
a note here.
Again, yeah. I've never used the add-on.
Okay, and we'll put that in the notes as well to maybe check that out. But I don't think that there's anything. Just for gear.
Yeah. All right. Well, Eva Bing Bong, if you want to try that, let us know. Send us an email and let us know, or tweet us. That would be awesome, because we'd be cool with that. Okay. So I have got another one from Twitter, which was from Summer Shade, and they said, thanks to some Horde healer yesterday, they saved my mage from death at 11. From mob I walked into. Note quest location on map. Are we missing something from that?
Nope. That was more of a note for herself. Just, you know, make sure I don't go back there because I was about to die. Fortune is part of the Iron Man. If you happen to get lucky, if it's somebody you don't know and they came by and healed you, congrats. If they keep healing you, I would say you should probably tell them to stop. But, things happen. It's okay. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So, number four is a personal email that was sent to me, and I did not want to use the name because I don't want to, like, you know. Anyways, and I want to rephrase it because it was a bunch of, so it's more or less a private conversation that I thought folks would find useful. I used the elixir, Ahern's elixir, for the quest, and now I'm red flagged. So this is the quest when you're in Sanger Marsh and you use it to turn into a either a broken or a raven thingy, or sorry, an Arakoa. And you go talk with a broken guy, and you can go in there without everyone trying to kill you. And because it's an elixir, it's a no-no. But because it's for a quest, it's okay. Now, they were red flagged because they used it, logged out, but didn't actually complete their quest. So when I pull the information back, it shows that the quest isn't completed, but they have one use, it's red flagged. So basically, if you are going to be using this stuff, be very cautious, because I won't unset red flags. So if you use an elixir twice, you're going to be SOL. Use your elixir once for the quest that you need it. This happened because the user didn't actually turn this. So I'm going to read my own notes here. This happened because the user didn't actually turn in the quest that required the use of that elixir. Since elixirs are not allowed except for the use of the quest, I would steer clear of them if you're not sure. There are exception checks in our code, but if you use it more than once per quest, you're going to get red flagged. Be cautious with this stuff. Is it really worth it to get some of the XP for these quests when you could potentially get red flagged? And one of the more common ones is the use of the Drakuru's elixir in Grizzly Hills. There's a whole bunch of quests that when you finish the quest, you use it to turn in that part of the quest chain. And there's about three or four, possibly five, but we do check for it. Just don't use Drakuru's elixir more than one. Okay, so more or less, only use it when you're about to turn it in, and you'll be fine. But I'm just throwing it out there that I won't unflip a flag because of that. Because there would be no way for me to tell if the extra use was actually not something else. Okay, so, and I'm not saying you're going to cheat, I'm just saying there's no way for me to tell, so that's why I can't unflip it. If I've got 100% proof that it was not something else, I'm good to go. So I just wanted to bring that up because I'm very leery of there are some streamers that are getting higher up that are approaching those, and I'm just worried that they're going to hit those and get red flagged, and then all hell's going to break loose, and then damage control. But next one. Yes. Sorry, go ahead, Lycan.
I love the names that I get to read. This was from an email from Lokov Tokov Fapa. Just wanted to throw some tips out there, but they're rather elementary. Don't hotkey your mount past level 60 when you get flying. Basic concept can prove that to be very costly if you press it mid-air and faceplant yourself on the ground. I would say that's definitely a good one. This will occur even if you have the auto dismount and flight option off in the interface menu. Also, as a nod of respect to the lazy peons, with his death to the quest, their hunt continues in the Badlands. The dwarf's companions can refuse to respawn sometimes. This is easily fixed by logging out and logging in again. Oh, yeah. This also works for the quest Terranar Sunstrike in Eastern Plaguelands, which I've had a problem with as a warrior. Best of luck to all the Ironmans out there. Best regards, Lokov Tokov.
And Lokov Tokov is actually the person that was leveling up Linger Mark, who is the warrior who died at level 89.
Mm-hmm. Some really good tips. I like the one about the hotkey the mount. I think I'll have to do that. I have had some non-iron deaths just because I've been flying and I've accidentally either been singing in my head or singing or doing something and my finger has just hit my mouse button and I've just gone vroom! Like, oh, okay. So yeah, that's a really, really good tip. That's awesome. Excellent. Okay, all right. Now, I did want to say Thule in the chat room make a comment about the suppress right click add-on. Only suppress it in combat.
So I don't know if it's going to work or not.
Yeah, but still, something
to check out.
They could check. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Check it out and let us know how you go with it. So, awesome. Excellent. Well, thank you, everyone. Thanks for all those tips and tricks and information. Really good.
So I think that's it.
Wrap up.
Yeah, we're wrapping up now. It's time. okay. My brain just died for a second and we've rebooted and we're good to go. So our next show is Saturday, February the 20th. So in about 4 weeks' time, and that is 7 p.m. my time. It will be Sunday, February the 21st, 10 a.m. Queensland, Australia time. Mm-hmm. And Love is in the Air will be in full swing. And as our guests, we will have Grifter from Slightly Impressive. And I got to meet in person at BlizzCon. He's a really nice guy, and he's agreed to come on the show. And I was like, whoa, all right.
Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very exciting. That's fantastic. But I have to say, for Lycan, who has been with us today, yes. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been been a huge amount of fun and getting to have a chat with you again. So yes. I'm very, very fortunate. But can you tell everyone where they can find you and get in touch with you, please?
Oh, yes. It's Lycan and Pwncast everywhere. You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Lycan_Pwncast. Also, I'm always on Facebook.com/Pwncast as well. Please, we got a great site out there for news. We've got more pieces and stuff on there. It's called www.pwncastdailyquest.com. You can also email me if you'd like to email me. It's Lycan@Pwncast.net. Told you everything's Pwncast. And I also accept all battle tag requests. It's Lycan#1312. So feel free if you guys want to add me, group up for stuff, just chit chat. Just let me know who you are and how you found me whenever I get add you, so I know where to put you.
Yep.
Excellent. And I'll make sure that we've got all of that information up on wowchallenges.com website. Wonderful. As well. So excellent. We loved having you, didn't we, Stone? Yeah,
absolutely. We got to meet at his con as well in the mm-hmm. bar, right? And it was just, you know, I liked, because I saw you guys before, and I was like, oh my god, I love your show. I'm a big fanboy of what you guys do. And so when I knew you guys were going to be there, I was like, oh, I've got to meet you guys, because oh my god, right? And one of the things that really bugged me, though, is that we took a picture as a group, and everyone's all happy, and for some reason, my face, I look like I'm having the worst time ever. And
I know
I'm
that picture too.
I'm not sure why. And I'm like, what the hell, man? Anyway, so I'm glad that you agreed to come on. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to hearing your, like, how things go. You know, we'll definitely have you back on for sure.
Thank you. Yep. Promise no more phone call that time.
Nice. Okay, let's do this. So for us, you can contact the show by email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/wowchallenges. Check out the show on YouTube at youtube.com/wowchallenges1. The number one, not the word one, yes. Number one. And remember, come catch us live at twitch.tv/wowchallenges. We're Twitch.
Yeah, we're pretty much moved over. I also wanted to mention something that Thule said, that we also run live at 1 a.m., I guess, Central European time. So that would be February the 21st, 1 a.m. Central European time.
Yes.
So you can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges, or on the podcast, The Richter Scale, and Azeroth Uncultured. I also wanted to say that we are going to be on Realm Tennis to talk about the Richter Scale this coming Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. So you can catch that when Ro uploads that in about 4 days, if my math is right. So where can we find you, Lita?
You can find me. I'm on Twitter at Lita Wow. That's LETTAWOW. You can also listen to me at my podcast, which is Behind the Avatar, Control or Wow, Cops Run Radio, and Geektopia. And can I just say, if you go to Behind the Avatar episode 110, I happen to have Lycan on. so yeah, if you want to know more about Lycan, definitely go and check out episode 110. But so thank you for that. And we have to say big thank you always to Mark Conan for doing our intro, because we love it, he is amazing. So if you want to find him, he is at Mark Conan Wow on Twitter, and he is also a co-host of Torrent Think Tank, so you can always contact him by there. So thank you, chat room. Thank you, everyone.
I also want to say today is somebody's birthday from podcast.
It is.
Belle, it is.
Happy birthday.
Belle's birthday. Happy birthday.
So they apparently thought that they could get away with not people knowing. Nope. Sorry.
Nope.
Happy birthday. So I think that's it. And we'll catch you next time. Okay. Bye.
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 The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.